maintaining or increasing social distancing. Fox's John Decker at the White House.
The president writing that by using data-driven criteria in close coordination with the nation's public health officials and scientists, the administration will suggest guidelines categorizing counties as high risk, medium risk, or low risk.
The virus has killed more than 1,000 people in the U.S. with more than 500,000 cases worldwide. Hospitals in New York are being overwhelmed with coronavirus patients. Governor Andrew Cuomo thanking first responders.
I think of the police officers. I think of the firefighters who are up there every day. The grocery store workers who are working double shifts just to keep food on the shelves.
About half of the nation's confirmed cases are in New York State. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm going to play this at least once a day until this is over.
Now it's time for Happy Sounds while you're in quarantine. We understand you've been bombarded with serious, life-altering situations, and we can't change that. But we can give you a few seconds of welcomed relief. Here's a baby laughing. Keep it here for more Happy Sounds while you're in quarantine.
All right, I preface this with the notion this may or may not work, but it's the audio from a dog video I posted today that absolutely lifted my spirits, and I hope you'll go to my Facebook page and watch it. The music should give you a clue.
All right, gentlemen, I want you to repeat after me just how I do it. Ready?
I've watched it three times now, and just especially Hershey has a kind of walk like that corgi there. He's very jaunty. When he's in a good mood, he prances.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I may weigh 14 pounds, but I'm a big-ass dog. I'm a bad dog. Don't mess with me.
We bad.
All right. We have Brad McDonald coming in to join us shortly. Let's get your local news at 5:04.
Melissa Askew with Alabama News Network. Two men are behind bars after leading police on a multi-county chase this morning. Wetumpka police attempted to stop a vehicle when the tag showed the vehicle owner had felony warrants. The chase started on Highway 14 in Elmore before the vehicle wrecked near Capitol Parkway and Madison Avenue in Montgomery. And an urgent search is underway for a missing child in Lee County. Authorities say 4-year-old Evelyn Davy Sides was last seen walking with a red dog in the 5,000 block of Lee County Road 60 in Auburn yesterday afternoon. Evelyn has red hair and green eyes with red mark on her nose. She was last seen wearing a short sleeve floral dress. If you have any information, call the Lee County Sheriff's Office at 334-737-7131. As of this afternoon, there are 472 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Alabama and one death of a Jackson County resident, with more than 4,000 tested. I'm Ellis Askew with CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Interesting little headline here from Cuomo in New York. Not sure, you know, if you listen to Cuomo, he actually sounds a little bit like Trump. And I guess they've been getting along fairly well.
I don't think they have.
You know, the Democrats, oh, he's our new hero. He's going to be our next hope. I think Cuomo will wait to 2024.
If he's smart, he will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm not sure if closing all businesses, keeping everybody home, was the best public health strategy. They need to take a look at that because it creates a different epidemic. Depression, cabin fever. And Trump came right out and said it and gave him credit for saying it. You're going to see suicides go through the roof if we have to, you know, do this for another. I mean, Easter. It's close, but when you're sitting in your home staring at the same four walls, hoping your Dinty Moore beef stew supply lasts.
It's 2.5 weeks away. That's a long time.
Man, I mean.
Especially in the middle of all this.
And by the way, we're going to talk to Jacqueline about this around 5:25. The number of divorces and filings is through the roof.
Well, people are having to be in each other's company steadily, you know?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that makes a marriage work, and I told my daughter this and anybody, the best thing you can have in a marriage is space to grow, because two people cannot grow in the shadow of each other. Ooh. And neither can trees. Something like that.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. This amazingly warm string of late March days will continue. In fact, tomorrow we have a chance of breaking a 110-year-old record. For tonight, look for mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to about 63. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine again. We'll flirt with 90 degrees. The record is 89 from 1910. Saturday, I think our high temperature will be around 87. That would tie the record for that day. And then there's a good chance of showers and thunderstorms by Saturday evening, Saturday night. That'll take the temperatures down a few degrees on Sunday. Sunday's high in the 70s. The pollen count is as high as it possibly can get. It's in the very high range through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
At WinCreekCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sorry, kid. Maybe next year.
Nightfalls and pushbacks. After the hard wrong turns inside tracks. Just when they think they got you, game, set, match. Whoa, oh, oh, here comes a comeback. Just cause you're late.
I thought this was a good way to greet Brad McDonald today, because we are seeing a comeback of sorts. But will the comeback be a keep going? And that's what he can tell us, Mr. Right on the Money. Brad McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon, my friend.
Hey, buddy. How about this 3 days in a row? Nice gains.
Big. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. It's really something. And, you know, I think what's going on here, you know, we can kind of frame this now, I think, in two sort of different discussions from my perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, this huge stimulus bill, I think mobilizing all the key parts, you know, that the president has put together, that the vice president's put together, working with all the states, I think we're stable, you know, everything's somewhat stabilized. And what I mean by that is kind of a soup to nuts in terms of stability. We've got from the healthcare system, even though we're getting overrun in certain areas, obviously in New York City and others, but the testing, the throughput on the testing is off the chart. The stimulus plan, the way the Fed's involved now backstopping all of the credit of basically the entire United States of America. So I think that's why we're having this snapback rally. The second phase to this is going to be the raw sort of fundamental impact, I think, to the economy and small businesses. And that's sort of that next wave that we've got to muddle through. And I think that's why we start, you know, we can really begin to focus more and more on the curve of the virus, when are we really getting ahead of this thing, when will workers go back to work, when can people come out of their homes, all those types of things. That's the next phase. But I definitely think we have a lot more order both in the financial markets as well as in the overall government and society. And we're moving away from hysteria into, all right, let's be rational here. Let's get stabilized. And so I think that's the good news. That's why we've seen a three-day rally. Who knows if it lasts every day? I sort of tend to doubt it, but it's a good thing. So no question.
Well, I mean, one of our great leaders today, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, hates the stimulus package because it doesn't give money to illegal immigrants.
Jesus.
I am sending you something, by the way, from American Thinker. I know I always feel smarter when I'm reading that instead of Mad Magazine. But it's a really good piece on why, okay, we got the stimulus going, but we need to get back to work. We cannot be sitting here in another month saying, well, I hope they pass the May stimulus because everybody's still sitting home. That's going to be so far more destructive. Because there are ways to mitigate the risk of getting it. I mean, there's no guarantee you're not going to get any disease. Some have almost slipped into that mentality that we should be completely disease-free. Ain't happening. And we're hearing these scary numbers of death tolls. I guess the national death toll from coronavirus at 1,000. And I'm sorry it has. Mm-hmm. But it's still, at 1,000, it is still 29,000 behind, lower than the seasonal flu, mm-hmm. for which we did not shut America down. We did not go into a panic buying binge and all this other stuff.
Doesn't make sense.
And we can't do this every time something's going around, although we'll be better prepared next time, I'm sure.
And I agree with you. The other thing about this, you see all these reported cases, they keep saying, oh, well, in the U.S. is so much worse than China or South Korea and death rate and the this and that. Well, here's the good news. Here's the great news. The American free enterprise system is so strong and so powerful, mm-hmm. and this public-private relationship that we've entered into, we're testing in multiples that are just tens of 20 times greater than any of those other countries. And even Trump, I think, said it in his presser a little while ago. He just straight up said, you know, China, what are the numbers? I mean, really? I mean, do we even really know? You know, that's what he said. But we're testing at such a great rate that we're able to identify that people who have it or those who don't. You can mobilize quicker. You can segment, quarantine different parts of the country. I think it's a remarkable thing that is taking place. The one thing I wish that the president would have said is just, you know, highlight just how remarkable free market capitalism is, that if it hadn't been for that, we wouldn't have these great American private companies that have been willing to step up to the plate and provide all these technologies, potential vaccines, therapeutic. Anyway, you get what I'm saying. I just think it's a beautiful thing.
You can count on that happening, though, Brent. You know he will.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, it just it makes me really proud. I have to say I'm very proud because, again, you hear the list of names, all the manufacturing companies that are converting parts of their plant to manufacture ventilators and masks and whatever it takes.
Just like World War II.
It really is. And you don't have to nationalize companies or industries.
No.
And you don't have to. So.
That's what Venezuela did. And guess what? Every day in Venezuela is like it's been here the last week.
Exactly.
And people are dying because they can't get food and health care and everything else when the government seizes control. They voted for it. And the only way to get rid of it is to shoot your way out of it, except they take the guns.
I tell you what, the camaraderie and the spirit of the country is going to be like nothing before when we get on the other side of this.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see some of the political slogans and some of the themes that that he drives home when he's able to get out and start, you know, politicking again and stating his case for reelection. And again, touting the free market system and what an unbelievably powerful system it is, with tremendous private market solutions that are getting us through this.
Fox News just sends out a thing. The U.S. has just hit a grim milestone, passing China and Italy in confirmed coronavirus cases. First of all, you can't believe anything that comes from China. And Italy has a complete... You cannot... It's comparing apples and oranges. I wish they would stop doing that.
It's the most aged population in Europe.
And...
Yeah, well... And the
Italian
other thing...
towns, those little villages, those are old, old buildings with poor ventilation. Of course, it's going to spread faster there.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to hear a single... Another statistic out of China, because it's about as worthless as a...
You're right.
I mean, what are we comparing to in China? It's who knows? Exactly. Who really knows?
Yeah.
So,
but it started there, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think when this, as the curve flattens, and that's what Dr. Fauci said today relative to sports, that as soon as they see the curve start to decline, we can start making plans to resume some of our daily distractions. But I believe that Trump will have to, he will have a come to Jesus, well, can't call it come to, he'll have a come to Buddha meeting with the Chinese and kick some ass, because that's what needs to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No disrespect intended by that. I have friends who are Buddhists, and they taught me how to meditate better. So, again, to whatever extent, let's hope for another good day tomorrow, because they broke out of what they call bear territory today, right?
Oh, yeah, they did, under the technical definition. But like I said, I think the key thing that I'm convinced of now is that we are stable. You know, the financial system's stable. Corporate America is getting more stable. We still have a maybe little bit of execution risk in this SBA project, you know, trying to get money to businesses to keep those people on their payrolls. That's a little bit easier said than done, but at least it's on its way. If the House will pass it, the president can sign it, and it's law, that will go a long way to helping. But the most important thing is that the credit markets are stable, and that's why we're seeing a nice rally in the markets. And hopefully we can continue. But I think now it's just going to depend on the curve and getting people back to work and drawing a bead on what that date might be.
Amen.
If you would like a look, and the people who are getting through this right now, everybody worries about their health, of course. But the people who don't have the sort of financial Damocles hanging over their head are the folks that have a nest egg. That's why you have one. Because stuff like this, it wasn't even a month ago. Beginning, you know, of March, everything looked really rosy. We had heard about this corona thing. Look what's happened. People with a nest egg worry less. So if you would like to learn that lesson from this experience and start building one, reach out to Brandt at 387-0094, and he'll show you how you can accomplish that painlessly. I think that may be one great benefit out of this, is that many people are saying, I'm going to be a little more prudent with my money, manage it better. Here's the guy that can teach you the first basic lesson. 387-0094, McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Brand, anything big tomorrow? We'd love to hear from you.
Oh, yeah, you got it, buddy. You got it.
Take care.
Good to talk to you.
Likewise.
You guys take care.
Love to the family.
See you.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, let's catch our breath here for a second. Who have we not heard from today?
Jake Quellen.
Right. So I think she's going to call in about 4 minutes.
Okay.
So Terry and I are going to go downstairs and get some vitamin D.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. And right now around the boulevard, we've got some congestion. Not much, though. A little bit. East Boulevard at Atlanta Highway. Troy Highway, East South Boulevard. I think they have suspended construction work over on the West South Boulevard between I-65 and South Court Street. We're getting back to a little bit more of a normal traffic flow there. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Moderate traffic moving along at the speed limit. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and to keep you and your pets safe. Everything is wiped down. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Keeping you and your pets safe, Invisible Fence. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, Central Alabama. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, encouraging you to be comforted with these words from the Bible found in Philippians chapter 4. Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks, because then God's peace, which is so great we cannot understand it, will guard your hearts and minds because you belong to Jesus Christ. Friends, even for those of us who struggle with math, this verse clearly states that prayer equals peace. Our Heavenly Father wants to give us incredible peace, and we need to ask for it. Then our lives will be full of confidence, peace, hope, power, and joy. Not because we know the future, but because we trust who holds the future. So please join me in prayer for our city and our country. Join me in exercising caution while we love and care for each other. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help her use those rewards at any of our locations. Like right now, Pam is getting out of making dinner by receiving a comped meal. And even though you can't see it, she's really excited about the whole thing. Isn't that right, Pam? Now she's giving us a thumbs up. Be like Pam and play for free online. Find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Binging on TV. This virus is skeevy. All of the kids bored out of their heads. Put this booze in the blender. Had it since December. And I'll keep drinking till I hit the bed. Wasting away again in Quarantinaville. Feel like I'm just locked in a vault.
Vault!
Good station.
Vault.
Some people claim that Obama's to blame.
He is.
But I know
he's a dick.
Not his own damn fault.
Very warm outside, isn't it? Oh, much love and glorious. Terry Adams kicking with us, as always, on a Thursday, clearing the air from 6 to 10 Saturday night.
Yep, 4 hours worth.
And you're going to hear plenty about this that you didn't know.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes, sir.
I heard earlier, we don't have time for conversations off the air. 525, that this might be caused by El Nino, so I'm wondering who can explain that to me.
I am El Nino. All other tropical storms must bow before El Nino. Yo soy El Nino. For those of you who don't habla Espanol, El Nino is Spanish for the Nino.
And now you know. All right, let's go to the happiest place in all of the River Region. And that would be Jacqueline Tomlinson's house, which is also serving as a daycare facility and a law office. How are you?
Hi,
good afternoon. I'm doing well. How are y'all doing over there?
Doing good.
Well. Good. Terry and I were talking that, you know, the ongoing anxiousness is kind of starting to wear us out a little bit, you know?
Okay.
But it's great to see the market coming back. I hope that's an indicator that kind of gets everybody thinking in a more positive mode. Because I know some people, God, the timing on those monthly reports you get from a financial firm, a lot of them got theirs right at the bottom of this thing. And now
yeah.
It's, and already in less than a week, it's moved out of that bear territory. Yes, we. Bear territory to something. Pardon me, I just.
It's been a long day.
A little bit.
How could you tell, Jacqueline? And I did see a story this morning that, sadly, this America closed. Sorry, the moose outside should have told you folks. has really started to wreak havoc on marriages. And folks who work in your field are getting a lot of calls.
Yeah, we actually haven't had so many of those types of calls this week. We're having a lot of custody issues where parents, rightfully so, are very concerned about sending their children over to a maybe non-custodial parent or a joint custodial parent's house because they don't know if they're quarantining, if they're social distancing, what their environment has been for the last 14 days or so. And we're kind of, our hands are kind of tied on that because absent proof that there's a danger, you still need to abide by a court order.
Yeah.
Mm. We're also having that big issue of people's pocketbooks coming into play where people are concerned about child support and child support payments. And so that's one of the issues that I'm having to deal with this week is people asking, well, can I temporarily suspend my child support? The long or the short of it is no. So those are the types of issues we're dealing with. I think if this quarantine lasts a couple more weeks, I'm going to start seeing a lot more divorces.
I don't know about you, but for the last couple of days, I was thinking about the Kennedy Center, thinking they may not get funding.
Well, the folks agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
I said.
I was really worried about that, Greg.
And,
I mean, but very concerned.
Thank God. Nancy Pelosi managed to get that into the stimulus bill. So we no longer have that hanging over our heads. So people
Thank you, Nancy.
That are waiting for relief until they take care of the Kennedy Center.
I can sleep tonight knowing that that's funded.
It's great to know that every great opera singer.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
Will have a chance to sing there once again under a new facility.
So
important.
So. We've had you on, and I'm so glad you're able to make time for us this afternoon to let everybody know what you can do right now in the court system if people need it. Go ahead and kind of recap that for us.
We can do everything that we could normally do absent being actually at the office. So we can still do uncontested divorces. Contested divorces. We can file any types of pleadings. We can still do child support modifications. If you were laid off and not furloughed, that is something that we can file a child support modification for. If we need to do some sort of contempt issue because your spouse is not abiding by an order of the court or a marital settlement agreement, we can do domestic violence issues. If you've already had a little tiff with your spouse and something's happened and you already have a court date because courts are still open, magistrates are still open. I talked to the Montgomery City magistrate today. So whoever's telling people the courts are closed, that's not true. Mm-hmm. I have a teleconference tomorrow morning with a judge in Birmingham, okay? Courts are still open.
Wow.
Yeah. So, we are, Facebook aside, because I know Greg and I are Facebook friends, he can see my days with Steven. In between those fun times with my son, I mean, I'm literally sitting here at the computer working. We have real life things going on. So anything, divorce, child custody, domestic violence, we can still work on adoption paperwork, wills, powers of attorney, medical powers of attorney. I mean, we run the gamut of things that we can do. So if you need us, call us. We are open.
All right, and that number is 819-4810. Amy's at the office, and they can make the connections for you. For Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law, because crises of other natures don't take a holiday when we have a coronavirus epidemic in America. So if you need help, reach out and get it from the best. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At 819-4810. And we are going to impose on you for time tomorrow, too, if that's okay.
Hey, absolutely. The only time I'm tied up is tomorrow morning at 9:30. I do have that teleconference with the judge in Birmingham. But absent that, tomorrow afternoon I'll be free. So just let me know when you want me to call in.
I wish that was being publicly broadcast. I'd almost want to watch her.
This one is actually going to be quite interesting. I think I don't want to say that tempers are heated, but you know, sometimes in the legal field, you have to be pretty stern with your position. And I'll say this, that the judge in this case is not very happy with me because this is the case I had to file that writ of mandamus, which for those of you that don't know, it sounds fancy. A writ of mandamus is saying, hey, Alabama Court of Civil Appeals, I need you to tell this circuit court judge that they need to do something that they're not doing. Uh-oh. So it's kind of going to somebody's boss and saying, hey, I need you to order this judge to do something. And that's what I unfortunately had to do this week. And then all of a sudden, I have a teleconference tomorrow morning at 9:30. So
I'm sure you'll be well.
We're going to rock it. It's going to be fine.
All righty. Thank you, Jacqueline. My breath. We appreciate it.
Have a wonderful afternoon.
We're doing our best. I know that Infusion is going to pause their treatments tomorrow at noon. It's only temporary, but if you have been intending to get over there for like a vitamin C IV, I did one of those with Rich Thomas last Saturday. I think that's how I sailed through the week, honestly. That also boosts your immune system. So there is still an opportunity to do something to self-care that really works. And IV vitamin therapy goes straight into the blood. It's do not pass go. It goes in and does what it's supposed to do. And they not only can help protect your immune system or boost it, but they can help you lose weight. They can help you have more energy. And if this circumstance has driven you to drink, and I know it has a few, because so many people are stuck at home getting a little stir crazy. I understand that. Doesn't mean it's a permanent problem, but you can replenish your system instantly with an IV. So jot the number down, 296-1662. If you'd like to learn more about IV vitamin therapy and all the other services they offer, visit infusioncryoandlaser.com. Ryan Turner and that great staff over there are eager to serve you.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're on Taylor Road passing East Chase, the entrance on your right, you have an accident right in front of you at I-85. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. That's causing a little bit of congestion on the off-ramp 85 northbound at Taylor Road. Around the boulevard, we're seeing some congestion at Atlanta Highway, East Boulevard, Troy Highway, East South Boulevard, at Norman Bridge over to Highway 331 outbound. A lot of people easing out of the city that way. All of the 31s are picking up traffic outbound as well. I-65 and 85 have moderate traffic on them through downtown Montgomery, but no issues on the interstates. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want, and they'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Kick off the season right with fresh batteries for your lawn gear. For a limited time, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. As of this afternoon, there are 472 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Alabama and one death of a Jackson County resident, with more than 4,000 tested. And an urgent search is underway for a missing child in Lee County. Authorities say 4-year-old Evelyn Davy Sides was last seen walking with a red dog in the 5,000 block of Lee County Road 66 in Auburn yesterday afternoon. Evelyn has red hair and green eyes with red mark on her nose. She was last seen wearing a short-sleeve floral dress. If you have any information, call the Lee County Sheriff's Office at 334-737-7131. Two men are behind bars after leading police on a multi-county chase this morning. Wetumpka police attempted to stop a vehicle when the tag showed the vehicle owner had felony warrants. The chase started on Highway 14 in Elmore before the vehicle wrecked near Capitol Parkway and Madison Avenue in Montgomery. I'm Ellis Askew with CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas weather. Well, hi, everybody. This amazingly warm string of late March days will continue. In fact, tomorrow we have a chance of breaking a 110-year-old record. For tonight, look for mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to about 63. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine again. We'll flirt with 90 degrees. The record is 89 from 1910. Saturday, I think our high temperature will be around 87. That would tie the record for that day. And then there's a good chance of showers and thunderstorms by Saturday evening, Saturday night. That'll take the temperatures down a few degrees on Sunday. Sunday's high in the 70s. The pollen count is as high as it possibly can get. It's in the very high range through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
On March 13th, family members were asked to remove themselves from public spaces. That request came from the government. Deep down, they knew it was right, but they also knew someday things would return to normal. With nowhere else to go, they were quarantined in their homes. Can an entire family share a house during a pandemic without driving each other crazy? The odd quandary, now playing out in most U.S. households. Check your mother's chimper for showtime.
And you know who to call it. The odd quandary is not working out.
Jake Quallen.
That's right. Jacqueline and Dana, 819-4810, attorneys at law. I have a good conspiracy theory for you.
Although what you
I
got? Don't,
it's not that deep.
Okay.
I'm not playing in your ballpark. You delve
you
deeper
know, I
than
had
I
a
do.
Ballpark, but... What you got?
But isn't it interesting that a woman has come forward? Now, we've seen how many pictures of Joe Biden being creepy with women?
Oh, God. He
sniffing
talks
the hair.
About it, yeah.
Now, somebody has come forth claiming sexual assault, a former assistant.
Ooh.
What do you want to bet that that was set up by the Democrats as a reason to get him out and stop humiliating himself in front of the camera?
It's very possible. Mm-hmm. That's their MO. They would do that.
It absolutely is. They've tried it on Trump. It hasn't worked. I mean,
no.
Avenatti, isn't it glorious? Oh, he's in jail. Yeah. He wants out because of the coronavirus. Good luck with that. Yeah, let's really. Welcome Terry to our teller. We have Terry and Terry and Rosie and Greg.
There you go.
That sounds like
well,
a
hey, everyone.
Song.
Hello.
Hey.
I wanted to say
Tuesday, I went and gave blood, which makes me feel better.
Sure.
And I hadn't done it in a while, so I went and gave blood. And just before I got out of the vehicle, I heard you talking about how sad you were that the parking lot of El Jalisco was just empty. And when I got done, I thought, ooh, I want something good to eat. So I went by and I got me some adobe chicken with all the fixings that they send you home with. And I'm going to go right now and eat the other half of that meal because there was so much of it. And it was so good. It's just what I needed to replenish my body. And they're wonderful people. She said that I was like the fourth person that had come in there and said that they heard you say something about it. And so I want to thank you and everyone that keeps going out and putting an effort into just living a normal life, staying safe, staying healthy, but still trying to keep these small individual home, you know, mom and pop places open, because I only live a mile from El Jalisco. Please, y'all, get out there and support these companies. They're our heart and soul.
Yeah, and they are wonderful folks, and it did, because I've gotten to know them over the last couple of years, and they're my friends. Mm-hmm. And
they knew who I was talking about. Yeah, yes, sir. They knew exactly who I was talking about when I said Mr. Boudel said to come on by and get some good hot food.
Thank you for doing that, Terry. You made
me. She said to thank you.
Well, I'm happy.
Everyone, please stay safe.
You too.
Thank you.
That's a heartbreaking thing. You've known about this place across the street from you for some time, and just today I learned that brought me the cheeseburger of the year.
Incredible food.
And chili, El Paso Chili Company.
Good people. Know them all.
And they're only open, are they open on Saturday or is it just Monday?
Yeah, no, they're open on Saturday.
Okay.
I know they do lunches, I'll put it that way, because that's where we normally go over there for lunch.
I think their hours are 11 to 2.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But I am going back to this place, and I still think Jay could not climb the stairs after finishing that burger I bought.
They're incredible. Good onion rings, everything's good there.
Now, I know there's people listening who are thinking, well, it's easy for you to say, please do this and that. I just got laid off. My income evaporated.
Yeah.
And I get that, and I've been there. And I've been there and handled it miserably. I'm urging folks who are still working. Everybody's a little bit nervous and anxious about financial futures right now. But I just got hit, and I knew it was coming because I had to make certain financial decisions to help out my daughter. And so I knew that this year I would probably owe the federal government more than usual. It's usually pretty close. I usually owe them a little, and I get more back from the state, which really takes its sweet time about refunding your money.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't expect it to be up in the five-figure range. And I credit faith in God and sobriety for just knowing this is going to get dealt with. I went to Baumhauer's. I know sometimes radio listeners think we get everything for free. We don't.
Mm-mm.
I have 3 car payments with Jack Ingram, and I love them all. When I go to Baumhauer's, I bring home food that I pay for. I have known people in this business who have made a living on that, you know, who never paid for a meal throughout their whole career. Hey, I'm important, so give me some free food. That's called schnorring in South Florida.
Snoring.
And snoring is not to be applauded. And quite frankly, how can I tell you to go anywhere or buy anything from anybody if I'm not spending my own money there? You'll know that. You folks, this is the most intimate business in the world. And you'll know if I'm not telling the truth. That's why, I mean, what other moron would come on the radio and tell you some of the stories I have about the things I did in the past, just to let you know, hey, we all do dumb stuff.
And we're good to the servers, too, because they deserve it.
Absolutely. Yes, they do. I've tipped everybody 20% on pickup. Wow. Because they need the money. I know a lot of the places still have to lay staff off.
Yeah.
So... and you can't think, well, Baumhauer's is a big chain, and No, that's not how it works.
It's, exactly.
All restaurants run, I read this yesterday, run on a very razor-thin margin.
That's right.
And something like this can turn them upside down and put them in a bad spot. We're also encouraging folks who don't have to spend any money to find out if you're a candidate for LASIK. Call 271-3804. Go see the refractive surgery counselor at Montgomery Eye and find out if LASIK is an option, because I can tell you this, from Larry Stevens to Joey and others who have had LASIK, it's amazing. In a matter of hours, all of a sudden, the glasses are no longer needed. The magnifying glasses, whatever it is you do to enlarge what you're reading, like prescription bottles. I had to finally break down and get a magnifying glass to read prescription bottles.
Well, they're making that print so small.
I mean, it is infinitesimal, but I used to be able to read them.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing I use it for, and the BS meter would tell you otherwise.
Uh-huh.
So that, you know, and then once you find out if you are a candidate for LASIK, you can schedule the surgery or talk to them about arrangements with Care Credit for qualified customers. But that's something you can do now while to help keep, this is a legacy business, friends, since the end of World War II. So that's how you can invest without taking a dime out of your pocket. 271-3804. It's an amazing team, and they have two of the best board-certified corneal specialists in the world, and Dr. Shin and Dr. Swan.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard raves about both of those men in the years that I've been representing Montgomery Eye. Again, that's onlinemep.com or 271-3804.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, and yes, we are open right now. We are open 7 days a week, there to help you out, or we're delivering to your homes. Just call us at 270-0074. We're doing repairs, we're there for gifting, we're cleaning your jewelry in a very safe way, we're doing appraisal services, we're buying gold, we're trading, we're doing anything that we need to do to help the community during the crisis. Stay safe and come visit us or say hi or just call us, 270-0074. Thanks.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're on Taylor Road passing East Chase, the entrance on your right, you have an accident right in front of you at I-85. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. That's causing a little bit of congestion on the off-ramp 85 northbound at Taylor Road. Around the boulevard, we're seeing some congestion at Atlanta Highway, East Boulevard, Troy Highway, East South Boulevard, at Norman Bridge over to Highway 331 outbound. A lot of people easing out of the city that way. All of the 31s are
picking up traffic outbound as well. I-65 and 85 have moderate traffic on them through downtown Montgomery, but no issues on the interstates. At Reinhart Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want, and they'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's a code name, 19 lockout, there's no more ball games.
Well, I'm reading all kinds of stuff. Today would have been opening day for Major League Baseball. And it's a day I'm glued to the set just to see the game come back. For those of us who grew up in northern towns with baseball, it's New Year's Day. And so today the network was showing all kinds of opening days from the past.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, they picked some good games. There's one on at, I think it's 11 o'clock our time tonight. It's the 1994 season opener for the Cubs, and the only thing that makes it significant is that some guy named Tuffy Rhodes, rookie, hit three home runs on opening day.
Wow.
And fizzled. I mean, that was his, you know, he became an instant star.
I just want to tell you both, good luck. We're all counting on you.
It didn't work out for him. That guy, after that opening day, I think it went to his head.
But he's got stories to tell his grandkids.
He does.
Or a story.
yeah, one. My best day as a baseball player.
Yep.
But if I'm up, and I don't think I will be, I might watch that. Randall, oh, by the way, so I said all that because we're going to end the show with Harry Carey's first baseball game.
Great clue.
In about 3 minutes.
That's my favorite. I mean, that's my favorite one. I got tired. I thought you'd get tired of the question, but I didn't call way too late to get into it. But I just wanted to touch base with Terry Adams. And, I mean, I wanted to make a discussion, but there ain't no way in no time. I screwed up. But just kind of keep this in mind compacted. What if... You know how Nancy, Greg talking about, you know, we talked about Nancy flying out and coming back with that paperwork in her hand. Everything was changed, you know, all them add-on stuff that made no sense. And you could tell it ain't about American people. You could tell what that governor's doing, you know, like he's got, the Glover's got his hands on him, like you were talking about. Just what if Jeff and Nancy and some all these ones that's acting so crazy, it got caught up, you know, done something wrong in their younger years. Or, you know what I mean, or Googled something that wasn't right in the... And that's why Nancy swapped the Democrat. And now, because Trump did not budge when she ripped them papers. That man's muscle memory, I don't think he built like that. The way he, you know, shouts back at people, I think he would have said, turn around. He knew it was happening. You think they all about to bring it back? I mean, what would happen if they could all got together and the Democrats and Republicans are going to bring the globalists down and they tearing their house down? What happens if our money goes away? How do we keep working?
Well, they tried to make it go away. I mean, there was cryptocurrency in that bill that she tried to get through.
But what that happened? All right, I'm going to go off here. I think we need something besides paper money. I love that idea, man, because I think this is what they need
to
do.
You know what? Here's the bottom line, Randall. You know why a dollar is worth a dollar? Because we think it is, and that's it. There's nothing backing up our currency except our belief in it, and that's it.
Fiat currency.
So there you go.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Randall.
Sorry we didn't have more time. Don't forget, we have summer. Last week, spring started. Summer kicks off tomorrow, and it's going to be blistering hot. Good time to call Clark's. Get them out. Take care of your system. Of course, they're very COVID compliant. They're following all the protocols, so you have no worries about...
Yeah, we just had our checkup done.
There you go. 277-2125. Have your system running efficiently. Keep your electric costs to a minimum. And when you're a Clark's Club member, you have priority service. Meaning if something goes wrong, they are on the way. And that's what you want to know when there's any heating or AC issue in your home. Now, you don't want to hear about tomorrow or the next day. We want comfort. We need our plumbing fixed. We got puddles in the living room. They'll get out and get it done. Best in the business by far. And by the way, as human beings go, they're amazing. They're just great people. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
Hi.
This is Chance Inman, President and COO of Janikin Gulf Coast, with some ways to protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow. Disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly. Use non-contact methods for greeting others and avoid touching your face. Following these steps, as well as social distancing, should help all of us stay healthy. Please stay safe and keep it clean out there.
Janikin, the king of clean.
All right. For all those feeling the pang of no baseball today, this is the best we can do. See you tomorrow morning.
Big Harry Carey fan. I love it. You know, I love Harry Carey, and I love, and I just, you know, Harry, of course, did the first baseball game ever played. You guys are aware of that.
Sure.
Yeah, he was the only guy around at that time to do that game. And it was wonderful. I got an old tape of it, and I listened to it all the time. Hello, fans. This is Harry Carey. Welcome to today's game between the Bethlehem Braves and the Jerusalem Giants. Kind of a sparse crowd here today, as a plague of locusts has made it tough to get out to the ballpark. You can hear the vendors, though. Hey, manna, get your manna. Who wants bread from heaven? It's hot. It's fresh. It just fell. Hot manna here. Penance. Penance. Our Father's Hail Marys. Can't get absolution without an act of contrition. Who wants a rosary here?
Water. Water. What?
Uh-oh. Wine! Who wants wine now? Peter looks into Jesus for the sign. Jesus gives him the sign. Holy cow! Peter denies it. He gives it to him again. He denies it again. Once more. That's three times, and Jesus is out to give Peter a sermon on the mound. Jesus, of course, the big hero in yesterday's game, came up in the bottom of the ninth with the Braves down 3-0 and hit a bases-empty grand slam. Fans, we haven't had a miracle like that since we had fishes and loaves night here. I had a chance to talk with the Savior after the game, and this is what he had to say.
Well, Harry, the ball was on the outside part of the play. I was not time to make contact. First of all, I want to thank my father for loading the bases, muchas gracias, señor, and also the Holy Ghost for breaking up the double play.
Back to live action! Lazarus up to the plate now. What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. Lazarus up to the plate now. Here's the pitch. Oh, no, he's hit. He's hurt. He's down. Holy cow, he's dead. But wait a minute. He gets back up. That's the sixth time this week. That kid can take one for the team. Abraham up to the plate now. Probably up here to sacrifice. Infield drawn in for the patriarch, and now there's some action in the Bethlehem bullpen. I can't quite make out the back of his robe. It is the big number 10, Moses, just called up from the burning bush league. Already gaining a reputation for that lightning fast pickoff move, reminding those runners that thou shalt not stand. Let's give it over to Steve Stone.
Thank you, Harry. Fans, you want to be here this Tuesday night when the Braves meet the Calvary Cubs. It's going to be Nabisco Communion Wafer Day here at the ballpark. All fans 33 and under get a free Eucharist signed by the Saviors. You know, fans, Nabisco Communion Wafers go down smooth. Won't stick to the roof of your mouth like those cheap imitation sacraments. Sure, they cost a little more, but when it comes to your eternal salvation, isn't it worth that extra buck in the collection plate? Remember, fans, the next time you go to the rail for that body and blood, ask for the host with the most. Ask for Nabisco.
Thanks, Steve. Here's some scores now from around the league. A big upset. David 1, Goliath nothing. Ends a long win streak for the big guy. Oh, no. Job is on the 15-day disabled.